Welcome everybody to the MGA Mediocast. This is the official podcast of the Mediocre Golf Association. And of course, my name is Willie Dills. This is episode 30, I said already? Episode 30. That's a milestone, I think. That's a mediocre milestone right there. And
is there a color for that?
Tannish brown. I am joined, of course, that was the voice of El Presidente John Morley, co-founder of the MGA. What's up, dude?
Not a lot, man. I got a crowded desk here with a bunch of MGA stuff and a busy street with a bunch of motorcycles right out front.
Yeah, you've been...
And we're streaming live.
You've been hard at work. That's right. We are streaming live to a huge audience of medios.
Still zero.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'll just pretend that there's a ton of people out there because it helps my performance, John.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's actually working because I'm on the YouTube page and I don't see any click on the stream.
So maybe it's not our fault. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not our fault. I'll see if I can find it too while we're talking. But what we're going to do here today on this show is we're going to talk about the upcoming 2013 MGA season. There's going to be some cool new things going on this year, and we'll kind of clue you guys in on at least what we can as far as what's going to change, what's going to stay same.
There's some secrets because there's got to be, you know, some drama here.
No, absolutely.
Do some live reveals of new trophies in a couple weeks here on our YouTube channel if we can get it working.
If we can get it working, yeah. But we have a bunch of new stuff to talk about and a bunch of stuff that will kind of wrap up what happened in 2012 because we haven't done a show since the World Championships, I believe. Is that correct?
Right.
I think, yeah, we did one prior and we talked a lot about what was coming up and what we expected and what we thought. And, you know, I could say the 2012 World Championships were exactly what I expected them to be. Everything happened exactly the way I thought it was going to happen. And the guy who won, I called it. I didn't buy him, but I called it.
Right.
No, I mean, it was, again, like every year. I'm being completely facetious. Again, like every year, it was just a whirlwind of craziness, and it was super fun. And anything that you think is possible that could happen, that kind of stuff goes down. But you can't predict any of it.
No. And there will be video evidence of a lot of it, though.
Mm.
It's currently in the editing room being professionally edited, and I've seen some rough cuts.
Professionally?
And it's incredible. Jeff Samuels did an amazing job. That was a guy who looked like he was straight out of 1965. Did a great job interviewing people. Apparently interviewed some people who didn't want to be interviewed.
Okay.
Pissed
That's all right.
people off. But you know what? If you can't handle the media, then why are you playing on the tour?
No, absolutely. Tour, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
you got to be able to deal with that.
Come on, guys. If you come out to the MGA, especially the World Championships, expect it to be a media frenzy because, you know, this is the top of the top mediocre golfers in the world. So I'm surprised we're getting it professionally edited and it's not media professionally edited, but all right. I guess we'll deal with what we can here.
We got one viewer, Willie.
Oh, my God.
We got a viewer.
Hey. Big shout out to that viewer.
Congratulations on figuring it out because I can't find it anywhere on the
page. Hope that's not me. Oh, you know what?
Is it you?
No, it's not me.
Oh, you suck.
Hold on. If I click on it right now, do you now see two viewers? Because now I'm in there.
Where'd you find it?
You got to click on feed, then conveniently hit it. It's not easy to see.
Yeah, it's probably just you then.
No, I just went in there. Now, I wasn't in there. I just went in. So I should be the second viewer. This is not true.
For all of you listening to the audio of this, another riveting Mediocast.
We're just trying to figure out how technology works, all right?
I still can't find it. I'm an idiot.
Well,
whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
John, you will be happy to know, though, that it does switch who's being shown on camera, depending on who's talking. Okay.
Two viewers.
Yeah. So it is working as intended. All right. Let's talk about golf. Let's talk about the Mediocre Golf Association. All right. So have you played at all since the 20th? We played together once.
We played together once, and I think I've played one other time since then.
Really? I saw a pretty good deal the other day. It was like $29, but it was like 20 minutes out of San Jose. Let's think about inviting you. Do you want to go?
What? When?
I don't know, but the deal ends like tomorrow or something. I think we just, it's one of those things where you buy it for $29, you get a cart, and you pay like, you know, you don't have to.
Down.
All right, I'll hit it up. I'll hit it up and pick up. Because, yeah, we can't just golf one. It has been freakishly cold, though, in the Bay Area.
Yeah, well, it was raining a lot. So that kind of, even when we played, there was a lot of groundwater out there.
Yeah, no, it was pretty nasty out there. I shot an even 100, and you actually, maybe we shouldn't even tell anybody what you shot.
No, don't tell. Don't tell.
I'll just say this.
I stomped the world champ. I stomped the world champion.
You know, actually the world champ won because you DQ'd yourself.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so world champ, still world champ.
Yep.
And we did get to give Bobby G his trophy case, so now he's got the belt nicely secured, and it's safe. Now we can all rest easy. It will be safe by next year.
How did, during that round, how did it appear to you when Bobby and I were playing? Because it felt to me like I felt like I was more impressed by a lot of his shots than a lot of my shots, but I beat him by 11 strokes. What did it look like?
I mean, honestly, it didn't seem like either one of you guys was playing amazingly well. It just seemed like you were playing kind of standard golf for you, you know? Hmm. But I don't know. I guess I was paying more attention to the fact that of how much I was sucking. But it was hard for me to notice.
You're three wood, man.
Yeah.
That one cost you probably 10. You had 10 shots.
Probably about 10 shots with my 3-wood.
Total of 10 yards.
Yeah. It was ridiculous because the problem was I kept trying to play the 3-wood out of this rough that was – it was
soaking
basically
wet.
Mud underneath it. And then it was, you know, not – it wasn't crazy rough, but the fact that it was mud right underneath, the ball was just kind of sitting funky, and I kept trying to play the 3-wood out of it, and it just wasn't working.
And it was skipping like a polished pebble off the grass behind the ball and right over the top of it.
Exactly.
And you get this – it was a very consistent pop-up.
Yeah.
Spin – the spin on the ball took it forward 1 yard, and then it would plug.
And it would plug again, exactly. And then, you know, inevitably, too, I would only have my 3-wood with me because of the fact that it was cart pack only that day. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to hit the 3-wood again. But, you know, what was funny is as soon as I decided I'll hit an iron, that's when I made a meagle. I was like, what the hell was I thinking all day trying to hit this stupid 3-wood? But anyway, it was a good round. I played with Jesse Marty. Real fun, even though it was a little bit nasty out there. Always good to play with those guys. And, and John, you lost, actually. So
I lost.
I'm sorry.
I did.
Sorry to tell you that. Yeah.
Shot a 79.
Seemed like in your brain you thought you had won, but.
Well, I had a double mogey on 16, and I went murdy to earn that 79. Mm. So I'm cool with it. There was some pressure. Actually, on the last hole, I was about 1 yard in bounds.
Yeah, you were saying that you needed 2 Mars or whatever to break 80, right?
Well, I needed 3 Mars.
Three Mars.
As soon as I, added up my score and saw what I needed, just 3 Mars, I double mogeyed.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, though, that course is a par 70. So,
true.
You know, it wasn't the full 11-munder. You were 9-munder.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like Guaidó's shooting a 59.
Come on.
It wasn't even a par 72.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't count at all. Not impressive.
Make your neck smaller, dude.
Not impressive. Yeah, make your neck smaller.
or don't button the top button. I don't know. It's just weird.
He's the funky looking golfer, man. I'm kind of missing PGA golf right now. I don't know about you.
Did you see any of the Hawaii?
No. I guess I'm not missing
hurricane?
It that much. I heard about it.
Apparently not. Yeah. Because there was some. The season started.
Yeah, wasn't it? It's the one where all the winners come, right? Like the major champions, the four dudes or whatever.
And it was cut down to, I think, 3 rounds because the wind was blowing balls off the green and it was raining. It was crazy.
See, I'd like them to be like football, you know? Like,
they tried.
Screw it, you know? Play.
They tried.
Yeah.
But the ball was just – if they'd start a putt, I just saw some highlights. It would blow it straight off the green. So it was like at Poplar Creek, I think 2 years ago in the AM, where I was like, nope, rule is you putt it. And you had a puddle that was 6 inches
deep. I had to putt it uphill through basically a running river. And it didn't work too well. So we were counting all of our putts too, and we ended up having to basically each take 2 strokes off our score because we all 5-putted, I think, on that first green. Yeah. Like you couldn't get the ball through the water at all.
I was actually still in the clubhouse drinking some hot cocoa. And then when I came out, it was sunny.
Yeah.
The first, like, six groups got drenched.
Yeah. Six groups were the only ones that had to deal with the actual river through the middle of that first green. And then after that, it was, like, fine the rest of the day. But, yeah, we had to make a quick ruling on that one. I'm glad we did that. I think we made the right call.
I think it was fair.
All right, let's talk about 2012, by the way. We're talking about 2010 right now. Let's talk about 2012. Tyler Newman ended up being the global money champ. I think this was what everyone expected to happen, right? I mean, he had a pretty big lead going into the WCs. Yeah,
there were only two guys that could topple him at the World Championships, and it was going to take a win, basically. Yeah.
A win and him doing poorly, which he did do poorly, right? I mean, he didn't have a fantastic WC. He finished in the money.
Yeah. He did better than Randy Peach.
Oh, that's true. Coming in he proved that there is no global money leader curse.
Yeah.
But where did he finish? Do you have the numbers up?
He tied for 14th.
Okay.
With me.
All right.
Shot a 91. I mean, he did what a global money leader should do. Shot right around Mar.
That's right.
Won him over. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't his best performance of the year, but definitely.
I think technically it would have to have been his worst performance of the year, right?
Looking at his results, he shot every round was in the 80s.
That's right, yeah.
But, you know, it was a test out there. It was windy, it was cold, and a lot of pressure. The media pressure got to him, I think.
The media pressure, too. You know, I mean, really, it was tough conditions to play golf, especially the Friday qualifying round. The Saturday was actually decent. The Friday qualifying round, I wanted to give up halfway through a couple times. I was basically like, no, this isn't fun anymore. You know, just everything about hanging out with these guys is very fun, but everything about hitting golf balls right now is just not fun at all. And it was just brutal out there. But Jesse Marty figured it out. I don't know why.
Yeah, he figured it out. Friday was mainly wind. On Saturday, it was the snow that was the issue.
The snow?
Yeah, when it dropped down. Maybe you were on the other side of the course.
Yeah, I didn't actually see actual snow. I did notice that the temperature dropped about 10 degrees pretty quickly when it started to get a little bit late.
It dropped about 30 degrees on the side that we were on, and Justin texted me and said his sister, who lived like 15 minutes from there, it was snowing at her place.
Oh, my God. All right.
So it wasn't snowing at the course, but it was cold as hell.
It was literally like, you know, one hole to the next, the temperature just dropped considerably. And me and Dave, I was golfing with the world champ, the former world champ. And me and Dave were, at one point during that day, we had taken our jackets off because we were kind of actually like a little too warm.
Off, huh?
Yeah, we were taking our jackets off. And but no, I mean, it was, you know, it was actually getting warm out there. And then all of a sudden it just got brutal. And we were,
you know, who doesn't give a shit about the cold?
Who?
Bob Gioso.
Bobby G does not care.
No.
Bobby G cannot be bothered.
Had the beard to keep him warm.
That's true. That's true. That's a smart play, actually. I should think about that.
Yep.
Grow that facial hair out a little bit. Give me a little extra neck warmth, too, you know? Because really, that's where I lose all my heat is my neck. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's just a little bit feminine to golf with my scarf on. So maybe I'll go with a manlier beard, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Bobby G's got it figured out.
Bobby G had it figured out. Shot a 81.
Oh, Jesus.
Awful.
It's crazy to the point that we could at some point have three or four guys DQ all trying to win that title because the scores are getting lower and lower every year.
Yeah. Well, they should go join the web.com tour.
True. True, but what's happening is I think as people are playing this course more, the scores are coming down. People, we've done the same course now 4 years in a row, and you know, everybody's a little bit more familiar at this point. So, not only that, a few of us have gone out and played it when it's not even World Championship time. So, you know, we've got the now 4 days of golf. So you're golfing a couple days before, and people are starting to kind of ramp their golf up towards the end of the year, I think. So I think everyone starts to try to play well around that time, too.
Now that you bring that up, that was fun. We had 10 or 11 guys. We were supposed to have 12. for the four round deal this year in Vegas. We ended up with 10 or 11 each day, depending on hangovers.
That's true. We had a couple of guys not make it to day two. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a lot of fun. We were at Angel Park and played both courses there, and definitely, I think we'll do the same thing this next year.
No, it was great. I think too, we should turn those into kind of like one-off, off-season type tournaments where there's a little bit of a gimmick to them. Talking about maybe having the beer stroke off, we could do a couple other different ideas and, you know, kind of make those rounds of golf competitive and fun and a little interesting too. Just because of the fact that when you get driven to the course in a bus, you know, you don't have to worry about drinking a lot and driving home. You're good to go. You're in Vegas. You're on vacation. So I think those are the perfect opportunities to do some fun stuff like that. So look for that next year. Let's talk about the fantasy champ, who I got to say, never heard of this guy. And I'm a little curious to know.
He's a big deal.
Is he?
He's a big deal down under. Yeah.
Well, he's now, a top medio for the next 2 years, right?
Exactly.
All right, so what was the final? Like, did he run away with it or what? What happened here?
No, it was close. There were a couple guys that had a shot at it. Let me get the standings up here. Oh, yeah. Tyler Newman almost.
So Tyler Newman almost.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, almost got that.
Newman's on 3 years free top media right now.
Wow.
For the global money list, he gets 2 years top media for that. And then second place in fantasy is 1 year top media. So he's sitting pretty. And he needs to save that money because he drives 2 hours to every Seattle tournament
from
Yakima. So that's gas money for him.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Yeah.
That's 3 years worth of gas money right there. You just saved it. Perfect.
So he had a chance to win it, ended up losing by about 100 points, which is equates to $1 or two wins, because a win is you get 50 bonus points for a win.
Okay. So, but I would consider this a close victory then.
It was close.
Because 100 points when you're talking about 3,600 points.
Yeah.
It's like losing 36 to 35, basically. Think of it that way.
Yeah. And then Brett Angel, actually, he's also from Seattle. He led for a little while. I think I might have interviewed him mid-season when he was leading, and he told me about how he picked his team, which was pretty funny. There's an article out there somewhere.
All right. Where did I finish? 42nd place out of 110, so top 50%. That's right.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I got 33rd.
Ooh. Just below John Toby Olsen and below Samantha McDonald.
Oh, man. I can't even see my team now because it's.
What? Fix the website.
This damn website.
This website sucks. Our teams have been basically wiped out, huh?
With all of this stuff. You know, like the chapter money lists are now gone. Obviously, they're still in the database. It's something we're going to have to get the old records somewhere that we can access them. But we've got all that stuff, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll get there.
It's the internet.
I'm
never
more
goes
concerned
away.
About the future than the past right now.
All right. I guess so. So all of these people, Tyler Newman, Bobby G, and Christian Brockbank, which is a fantastic name, Brockbank. They all get free 2 year top media memberships.
That's right.
So congratulations. And now you guys know what you're shooting for next year.
And then second place in each of those categories gets 1 year top media.
Okay.
And third place.
Gets a swift kick in the nuts. Oh, basic. All right.
Gets to play a game of nutball. Yeah.
Gets one game of nutball, which is of course the official sport of Australia, the national pastime. So what else happened in 2012? We had a couple other interesting things. We've got the Champions Cup and the Medio Cup and all that at the World Championships. Some of the other chapters have decided to have their own little competitions. And not only a couple, I mean, we had a lot of these guys start doing this. Thank you for that, by the way.
Excuse me, John.
Excuse me. So we had the Ryder Cup, which was Boston versus Canada, basically.
Well, Canada versus USA.
Yeah, I guess so. But Boston was the only real guys who made it there, right?
Anybody else?
I
think we may have more representatives this next year.
All right. Okay.
I'm flying out.
Really?
I want to be there.
All right. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe Vermont. I'll have to join you. I'll have to join you. That sounds pretty good.
Canada or America?
Vermont?
Yeah.
I think half of it's in Canada, and then the other half is in America. I think it's like kind of like Kansas City. It's kind of partly in Missouri, partly in Kansas. Yeah.
Same so type Vermont, of thing. Never mind.
So it might. I don't know if it's in Vermont, Canada, or Vermont, America, though. I don't know.
It'd be sweet if half of like nine holes.
Half of the course, yeah.
Yeah, nine holes were in Canada, nine were in America.
Now, do they have to play by the different Canadian rules?
The cheating rules?
Yeah, the cheating rules. Of course, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Then we also had the Buckeye Cup, which is all American, and that's all Ohio.
That's about as all American as it gets.
Well, the Ohio decides who our president is every year. So, I mean, I think pretty much they are the only state that still counts as America. Like everybody else is just kind of whatever. It doesn't really matter what we do. Yeah. So, basically, whoever wins the Buckeye Cup is kind of like, should really be like the, you know, the world champion.
They should get to decide the president.
Really. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we didn't even mention that America won the Ryder Cup.
Oh, that's right.
Mention that.
Well, I just thought that was a given. I just thought everybody already would have assumed that that's what had happened.
Yeah. And then the Buckeye Cup was won by Cincinnati. It had Cincinnati, Beaver Creek, which is by Dayton, and then Columbus. And in a dramatic comeback, Cincinnati took it down. Yeah.
It was dramatic, huh?
It was dramatic. Very.
Did Bulldozer like sink a putt, a 30-foot putt, breaking left to right? To seal it, or what happened?
I don't know.
That's what he told me. Is that not what happened?
Maybe.
All right.
There is an article on it. If you go to the Cincinnati chapter page, there's an article in there.
Okay. Read about all right, I'll have to check that out. Cup. So if you live in a state that has a bunch of media, basically MGA chapters, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you not having... why are we not having the California Cup, by the way?
There's like six chapters in Southern California.
Yeah, exactly.
They have yet to compete, but a lot of them are pretty new, so I figure next year they'll be into it.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead and start this. We fully sanction this type of activity. We're into it. We're down. What else do we have? Australia. Australia pulled something off as well. And
yeah,
this was like literally sanctioned. I mean, this was... It counted toward the global money list and everything, right?
This was, they pulled at my heartstrings when they were like, hey, we don't have the $40,000 that it costs to go to Vegas and party with the MGA for a week. So we'd like to do our own championship down here. And one of them was top 10 global money. So, you know, he was looking at the fact that he was going to miss out on that big cash prize at the world championship.
Sure.
James Tierney from Hobart was ready to organize, so they made it happen. I think it was in Adelaide, and they got a bunch of different medias from different Australian chapters to come to Adelaide and have this championship won by Ben Penifold.
Oh wow, okay.
They got awesome names down.
That's a familiar name, actually. Penifold. I've seen that name a bunch.
He's been, let's see where he ended up. I think he was the one mainly concerned.
Yeah, he was the one who could potentially win. Yeah. Well, see, this makes sense, though. Like, let's...
Oh, wait, no, Hardiker.
Let's think about this. Oh, did we just credit the wrong guy?
No, Hardiker is fifth on the global list.
Okay.
And
Penifold just wanted to win.
But he finished third at the Australian Championship.
Ooh, okay.
Won by Penifold. Yeah, Penifold won it.
Now here's what I want to say is that this makes sense to do this. I think if we had enough chapters in Europe, which right now we have one, if we had enough chapters in Asia, which right now we have zero.
There's a lot of talk coming out of Ireland right now though.
Well, no, that's fantastic. That's amazing. But I mean, I think each kind of continent should be able to have their own championship. Of course, ours will still be called the World Championship.
Absolutely.
Because that's how it works. But the thing is that it, to me, makes a lot of sense to be able to have these championships all over the place and then have them count towards the global where everybody does get a shot at this, you know?
Yeah. So we'll call ours the World Championship
exactly.
every year.
Yeah.
And then maybe every 5 years we'll have the America's Cup, where all these countries can come to America and try to beat us.
Sure. Sure. That sounds like a great idea. We, you know what? I think we just challenged the world.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in. I'm ready. I'll start warming up 5 years from now. All right. Cool. So we also, now that 2012 is over, we will soon have the coveted, you really want to get your face on this thing, 2012 champions shirt. So, So John, yes. when are we going to get to see this thing?
You know what? For our two viewers.
Oh.
Yeah, we got two now.
By the way, we also have a comment.
Did you log back in?
No. We have a comment, too. It's Jackleg1975. Okay.
What? We got a comment?
Yeah, we have a comment. It says, Jackleg1975 says, you have a viewer. So, I'm going to start extrapolating.
I still can't find it. So,
all right.
Tell him he's our new IT department, Jackleg.
All right. I'm going to start extrapolating stuff from this. So let's see if we can figure out who this is.
All right, hold on.
I think they're 37 years old.
I'm making major announcement right now.
Oh, right now.
In all 3 minutes, I will give a preview. If you can figure out how to watch us on YouTube on our channel, youtube.com/user/TheRealMGA, then in 3 minutes, you will see a preview of the 2012 champion shirt design with Bob Giosso and Tyler Newman.
All right, John, here, I'm going to type this in here.
Remind me in 3 minutes to unveil the 2012 champion shirt.
You should post this on Facebook, this link I just put in the chat.
Siri is going to remind us.
Yeah. You see the link I just sent you in the Hangout?
Hold on.
That's the link to actually watch this video, streaming video. So post that to Facebook.
Okay, hold on.
And just say, go there. All right. So in 3 minutes, everybody, we will be able to see that. All right, let's talk about 2013. 2012 who cares? Who cares who the world champ was in 2012? We don't care. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's all about 2013 because that's coming up, all right? So right now, you can start signing up for your membership, right?
That's right.
It's available, correct? I know we had a little bit of a hiccup in that. But
there was a bit of a hiccup. Now, let me tell the story behind that.
Okay.
Even though I wrote an article on it, but hold on. I got to post this link. The timing on it could not have been worse because I'd been considering for a while on going to a shared server or no, a semi-dedicated server instead of a shared server.
Sure.
Because when we put in tournament results and it's trying to run all these calculations and we're sharing server space with youporn.com, it just doesn't function all that well.
There's a lot of calculations there. Over there too.
Yeah, there's a lot of calculations.
Yeah.
And then I'm anticipating a massive rush once we start the media bonanza in February, a massive rush of people coming to the website. So I just want it to run smoothly for everyone. So I decided to do this upgrade at 11:54 one day.
Seems like a safe time.
Yeah, what could go wrong at 11:54? And then I clicked OK probably around 11:56. And then at noon, I got my renewal notice that went out to every member of the MGA saying, hey, go to the site right now and renew. And right about the same time, I got a message from the server company saying, we're upgrading your server. Don't make any changes to the site because they'll be lost.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. They're like, wait 24 hours before changing anything to the site.
So before you renew your membership, wait 24 hours. Great. Perfect. So we didn't lose any members, did we?
In all of that, I think there were two profiles that didn't update properly.
Okay.
But I had the record in PayPal anyway. So
as we know, though.
And it all works now.
As we know, though, the vast majority of our medios are going to ignore that warning until about a week before the first tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the night before the first tournament.
There hasn't been a crush. The server has not crashed.
They're going to say, oh, the tournament's tomorrow. I should probably get my membership. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what's going to happen. So I think we're good. But now we won't have membership packs until February. Let's talk about what's changed, if anything, with some of these. So if you got a basic media package.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Siri needs to warn you about something.
It's time to unveil the 2012 championship.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, Jacklegs 1975. Get ready to be wowed.
I just posted the link on Facebook. Should we wait for 20 more viewers?
Nah, fuck that. They'll figure it out.
All right. Here it is.
Oh, shit.
Hey, stop talking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, keep it on my screen. La, la, la. Here we go. So we got Bobby G there, looking all bearded and Seve Ballesteros'd out. And then Tyler Newman chilling in his bastard's hat. And, they're the champs. So this will be available soon on T-shirts, coffee mugs, and everything else that Zazzle makes. And the reason we put it on Zazzle is because no one buys it. So I'm not going to print up 100 of these things.
Speaking of which, I got to get mine. Is mine still on Zazzle? I don't have the shirt that I want. All right.
Jeez, am I doing this for?
You're
on the shirt and you don't own it.
I'm on the shirt.
I have one with you on it.
I just figured, you know, like to wear a shirt with me on it, now that I think about it, is fucking awesome. So let me go ahead and get that going right now. All right, so there you go. That's awesome. It used to be that we had all of the chapter money leaders when we only had, what, 4 or 5 chapters, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now there's so many chapters, we can't. There's no way. It's just there's no way.
It couldn't even fit on a shirt.
Yeah. All right. So it's Slowick. Slowick is our viewer.
Oh, excellent.
All right, now we got to figure it out. Welcome, Slowick, to the live media cast. All right, so that's awesome. Let's talk about the bags that people are going to get, their packages, their membership packages, their sacks, if you will. So, basic, any changes to basic? Anything to look forward to?
No.
No, you're pretty much, you're basic. We don't
care.
You're
basic.
Yeah.
You're getting, you know, it'll be a new design.
You should be happy you get a sack at all. I mean, it's basic.
True.
Yeah.
It is true. But the bag tag's probably going to be a different shape. And a new design, of course. And
okay.
It'll have the right year on there, so you won't be embarrassed having outdated tags on your bag.
Sure, sure. That sounds good.
But yeah, basic. We're keeping it basic. You are the core MGA member is a basic member right now. We're trying to turn everybody into top medios because top media is just better. If you love the MGA, you want to be a top media.
You really do,
Yeah, that's why I'm focusing pretty much all my time on the top media membership. But we're not going to totally forget about basics. We're upgrading,
look,
the tag. And
you get to golf all year with a basic membership. You get to hang out with other medios. That's pretty good, actually. To me, that's very not basic. But top medio now, on the other hand, now that's something. So Fantasy League, Keychain, new stuff on the site that you don't have access to on the basic thing. Bigger, awesomer, more solid bag tags. You got to get this.
Hold on now. Hold on. We got to get into details here.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty excited about these bag tags. Last year.
I am too.
What happened to my lower third?
Oh, John. I have no idea who you are anymore.
Hold on. Nah, screw it. I'll do it later. All right. So
my lower third is still going strong, by the way. Champion American.
Bag tags for top media. By the way, prices are remaining the same on basic and top media.
Okay.
This all feels very QVC right now, but I don't care because I'm excited. I am actually excited about this. Okay. Look at that horse.
Yeah.
That is a great horse. Have you seen
these flameless candles? You can get these flameless candles for just, now do you want the basic flameless candles or do you want the top flameless candles? All right, let's see these.
All right,
can you have one?
Tags.
Can we
last
see it?
Year, no, they're not made yet. They're in the design stages right now. But last year it was a metal tag with your name engraved on it. Painstakingly engraved on it by me in my garage. And the metal tags were cool. You know, I'm not going to throw that engraver away. That's for sure. At some point we'll probably go back to metal tags, but the world champ complained. World champ didn't like the noise they were making.
Oh, that's right. World champ needs quiet while he's playing golf too. I mean,
yeah,
the guy's got a system and he sticks to it.
And because I had already been planning for a month to switch to leather for top media bag tags, I said, okay, world champ, whatever you want. So this year's tags will be leather. They will have a nice imprint of the MGA logo and top media and year. And then I will custom stamp every top media's initials onto this leather tag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let me show you the hammer and the stamping tools.
By the way, I just located the t-shirt with me on it for the low, low price of $19.60. I'm about to pick this one up right now. An adult large, I'd say.
Okay, I haven't been able to hear you.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just talking about my own shirt that I just rediscovered. This is the John James shirt. And this is fantastic. Oh, man, I can't believe I didn't have this.
So, Top Medios, if your name starts with a J, I will stamp this with this.
Oh, nice.
Onto your bag tag. By the way, put this leather handle on myself. Check that stitching.
Wow. Well done. Thank you. If you ever happen to cut yourself out in the wild, you'll know that you can stitch that wound up properly.
I can use two varieties of stitches. All right. So bag tag.
So basically caveman style bag tags is what we got going.
They're going to be very nice.
All right.
They're going to be very nice. And the keychain. This keychain was a new ad as of today. Because the smart woman who I'm ordering the all new Gross Awards from, sent me a sample of a keychain and I thought it was badass. So now I'm going to order a bunch of them and give them to Top Medios. This is the sample. So ours will be,
oh, nice.
Obviously the MGA logo in silver with a black background. And this is a high quality keychain right here. This is solid metal. Of some sort.
Some sort of a metal. Yes.
From China. Don't recommend you lick it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so, you know, everybody's going to know you're top media if you're carrying around one of these things.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, hopefully some new sections on the website. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to add. But after a full year now of using the current iteration of the site, we've figured out some things. So
yeah,
there'll be some good changes.
But There may be some exclusive top media areas if everything goes according to plan.
All right.
So.
Cool. It's a little kind of a clubhouse, a lounge, if you will.
Yes.
All right. I'm down. Yeah. Let's talk about trophies, man. Since we're talking about 2013. Now.
You're skipping one there.
Oh, I'm skipping something? What am I skipping?
Yeah, you're skipping.
Oh, the lifetime memberships.
Lifetime memberships.
Yes, that's a big deal.
Yeah, just a quick reminder. I think most people know, but if you start a chapter or if you can get your friend to start a chapter, you get a lifetime membership with this sweet little bag tag right here.
Yeah, now that's legit.
This heavy duty.
Yeah.
This serious bag tag.
Now, if you're Bobby G, stay away from that thing. It makes a lot of noise, dude.
Makes a lot of noise.
You don't want to be a lifetime member, Bobby G.
No.
It's too noisy, man. It's too noisy.
It's a quality metal tag there.
So, all right. How do you get one? Start a chapter? Or like help us so immensely with your famous punk rock band? Or
yes. Yeah. Everybody buy the NoFX box set. You could if there were any left.
I don't think they have any.
They sold, it was like 30 records, $200 a pop. They had 1,000 of them. They sold them out in a day.
Yeah. Well, that's to be expected.
Yeah. If I could move years. 1,000 keychains, that'd be awesome. Buy this keychain.
All right. So do we have anything else that we need to talk about as far as the website or of that stuff?
Just that it'll be freshened up.
Okay.
You know, there will be changes, even though the basic profile page isn't going to change. The whole site's going to be freshened up a little bit. There's going to be a lot of tools to help chapter leaders out. And then also the members will have we're taking that long member menu that just kind of lumps everything together and breaking it up into a member clubhouse area.
Okay.
That hopefully we can pull this all off, but I want to have, you know, it'll show what events you're registered for and what's available, and it'll be real cool.
Yeah. Nice. All right, let's talk about trophies, because we've had some upgrades recently to a couple of the key trophies that we give out every year.
Now don't spoil anything.
I don't want to spoil anything.
We're saving some stuff.
We're going to reveal one of them, right?
Yes.
At least one? Okay.
In 3 minutes. Hold on.
Okay. Let's post that link to Facebook.
Siri, remind me to reveal a trophy in 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to go to Facebook. I'm going to go to Facebook and post it. Oh, my God. My Facebook is logged out. Are you serious? Don't let your girlfriend sleep over your house and just hang out in your room all day. It'll log me out of everything. All right. I'm going to post this up now as well, so you can check us out.
Posting the big reveal.
See. Yeah. Which one are we going to reveal? Braddish?
Man, Siri. No, God, no. That's going to get a big reveal. I didn't even want to say the name of it.
Okay.
But that'll get a big reveal in a little while. We're going to reveal the new Gross Award.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
The reminder didn't take. Siri doesn't really work.
All right, here we go. Live in 3 minutes. Big reveal of a new trophy.
Try it again.
Oh, by the way, I only posted that to myself, so that's going
to
work.
Remind me in 3 minutes to reveal the trophy.
Here's your reminder.
Got it?
Okay, I'll remind you.
Okay,
got
she's going to do it. She's going to do it.
Good job, Siri. Let's talk about what's going on with these trophies right now.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I've heard from a couple chapter leaders about, you know, getting their chapter up and going for the season already.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not going to start tournaments, but they just want to get ready to go and
be ahead of the game, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit, we got 5 viewers, Willie.
Hey-o!
I don't know. This is too much pressure.
It's too much pressure, dude.
I need another beer.
All right. I'm drinking another beer, too, by the way. I wish I had one of your beers, but I'll just have to do with this delicious Sierra
Nevada.
They
don't sponsor us. Please don't show that.
Sorry about that.
North Coast Brewing sponsors
us. But if you want
us.
To, sponsor
North
us.
Coast,
oh.
North Coast Brewing.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, chapter leaders out there, let's say early February is when we're going to start setting the chapters up. Right now, the MGA has no chapters because I don't know how many of you are coming back. So
okay.
We have zero chapters right now, but I'm ordering 75 of every trophy. So we're going to need some chapters.
Now, how many did we have last year?
32.
Okay. So, yeah, it's reasonable to expect that we could get to 75 chapters.
Yeah. But
got to be ready for that if it happens.
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't want to – I always get stuck coming up a little bit short on a couple trophies and having to do extra shipments, and it's just a big pain in the ass. So
it's true, yeah.
Instead of that, I'm going to order all of it, and then I'm going to make a bed on top of the boxes that I can live on in my tiny apartment, and then I'll have everything ready when anyone needs it.
Now, here's the thing. The reason we can just order so many trophies is that, yes – they are made in China. But guess what?
Shh, shh.
They are awarded in America.
Yeah.
All right? So you just know that, okay?
Exactly. So chapter leaders, early February, you'll hear from me. End of February, the trophy packs will ship. So schedule that first tournament towards the end of March, which for most of you, that won't be a problem because that's when the snow will be melting.
You want to wait for St. Patty's Day to pass too, you know, and you want to like kind of let it all kind of get a little bit warmer out there, a little closer to April. Yeah, definitely late March. That's when the season begins for everybody. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it, John. It's been too long.
I can't wait.
It's been too long. All right. So let's see. What else do we have to talk about for these chapters? We can expect reasonably that we'll have most of these chapters back, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think there are two or three. Time to reveal the trophy.
Okay, let's reveal this bad boy.
Okay, now the Gross Award, for any of those of you who have won one, was a fragile plastic golden cup As small as we could possibly find. It was the smallest trophy.
The tiniest trophy you could ever imagine winning for a tiny achievement.
Yeah.
That was the idea.
The idea was, that you would hang them on your bag as sort of a badge of honor. But the problem was they would break almost immediately.
Yeah.
Because the handles were made of matchsticks.
At least we would get a good picture of you kissing that tiny trophy before it would bust into a million little pieces. But,
So for 2013, I found an even smaller trophy.
Perfect.
Made of metal.
Oh, even, more perfect.
That will hang on the bag until the end of time and look awesome. And you can drink out of it because it is hollow.
Bam.
And this is that. That's metal. Listen. Metal.
Do it again.
But again, it's from China, so I wouldn't recommend drinking out of it.
Okay. All right. So
cancer.
This, by the way, this trophy, every time you win one of these bad boys, this represents you actually being good at golf.
This is one step closer to the web.com tour. It's so tiny.
If you want to be on a tour called web.com, which is the stupidest name for it. Let's change the name of ours to medio.com. No. What the hell is wrong with them?
They should have come up with some really awesome name for the tour. It could still be .com maybe, or just some awesome name that when people Google it, it would forward to web.com, but then the tour wouldn't have to be called web.com.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, call it like fuck yeah golf or something. And then when you type in fuck yeah golf, it just goes straight to, you know, that seems like such a better idea, John. Why don't you run the web dot? No, never mind.
I'm registering that right now, actually.
Fuck yeah golf.
I gotta get there quick, Willie.
Seven viewers. Any one of them could be registering that right now. You have no idea.
Golf.com.
All right. Let's talk about Oh wait, we have some calls for assistance here. I don't know what that means. You're gonna have to help me.
You figure that out. I'm gonna go get a beer.
All right. So John's getting a beer. I know he hates it when I pimp anything that doesn't sponsor the MGA, but damn, this Sierra Nevada Pale Ale is good. Yeah, it's the finest quality and the purest ingredients.
That is
the 12 fluidest ounces.
North Coast Brewing. Brew.
We're both just like pimping beer now. All right. So what? I don't know. I still don't know what this means, John. Call for assistance.
Oh.
What are we calling for? What do we need assistance with?
This was just to put a call out there to our 7 live viewers and everyone who listens to the MedioCast to just remind them that we are looking to expand every year, get bigger and better, but obviously keep the same type of medios. And definitely interested to do any sort of media stuff out there, like AM radio shows and weekly newspapers, basically all the dead mediums. We want to hit them up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Flyers, maybe, pamphlets.
Yeah, like
anything that you never see anymore.
Any fax numbers?
Yeah,
anyone has?
Sure. Just type them in and send something. Yeah,
yeah. We'll take.
How about this?
Numbers.
If you want to go around knocking on people's doors wearing like a nice white shirt with a black tie, just holding a book. Yeah, we will help you make that happen. Yeah. So not a problem.
But yeah, we are looking to grow. So
all right,
anybody who wants to help out, go ahead, hit us up through the contact page. And then lastly, and most importantly.
This is very important, actually. This
very
is really
important.
Yeah.
Follow the 9 HDB rule.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know what that is, John, please hit us up with the details of what the 9 HDB rule is, because it saves our entire organization.
Yeah, I'm going to read it word for word. Let me pull this up.
This is important. We don't want to get anything wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if we could put this in the Constitution of the United States of America, we would.
Okay. The 9 HDB rule is the 9-hole douchebag rule. You must play at least 9 holes with a person before deciding to tell them about the MGA.
Yes. At least.
It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to get excited when you get paired up with someone whose game is just as bad as yours. Beware, though, because douchebags have an innate ability to seem almost cool for 8.5 holes. Wait until you're teeing off on the 10th before deciding whether you want to see this person at all MGA events.
There you go.
That's it.
See, this is the thing. Douchebags know. Douchebags are aware. And this is how they get laid. This is all of that. They know. They know they got to get it in there quickly because pretty soon my douchebaggery will shine through. So this is the thing. You got to be aware of this, you guys. They're out there. They are trying to golf with us, and we don't want that to happen, all right?
So. And it's not always that they're a bad person. I applied this once to someone who I desperately wanted to tell him about the MGA after six holes, I'd say. And then 7 through 9, all of a sudden he slowed down to become the slowest golfer that I've ever played with, and he continued that all the way through the back nine. So if I'd told him that, all of our tournaments would take as long as the World Championship does.
Yeah, it's, you know, and there's a lot of levels of this too. It doesn't mean when we say the nine hole douchebag rule, when we say they're douchebags, you don't always have to be the dude with spiky, you know, hair and a bunch of gold chains and whatever, because those guys can be fine sometimes. Actually, I mean, we got Todd, you know, he's fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you, like, I went out one time and played with a guy who seemed kind of okay until about the fourth hole when he left his club on the green previous and then proceeded to start screaming and yelling for like the next 20 minutes. Not just messing around like, oh, shit, I forgot my thing. Like, ah! Like just scary screaming. For a good 15, 20 minutes. I mean,
wow.
It was crazy. Yeah. And I was like, this is a whole new level of douchebag that I haven't seen before. So this is the type of stuff you got to be. If I'd have told him about the MGA at that point, oof, bad news for all of us. So make sure you follow that one to the letter. All right. What do we got here? Anything else? I think that's it.
Sorry, I'm working on my lower third here.
Oh.
Okay.
I think that's it. Let's talk about upcoming tournaments. So,
sweet.
Off-season events? Any off-season events we could talk about?
The only one I've really even heard about so far is this one down in Long Beach.
Which was actually kind of a big deal, right?
It was a huge deal. They had their biggest turnout during the regular season was 13 people. And for this off-season event, they had 41 people.
Damn.
So, yeah, they're getting it going. And... There's some big ideas floating around down there for next year that I want to try and get down there in February and hopefully get all the Southern California chapters to kind of meet up for some golf, maybe an off-season event.
Okay.
But got to see how the February schedule looks. Might be packing trophy packs for 30 days straight. But yeah, Long Beach had a good off-season event. And I'm definitely wanting to do ours here, the Winter Classic, which is, even though I haven't done it, I'm going to recommend it for other chapters. Because
sure. We've done a couple. Awesome. Yeah, we've done a couple, and we can definitely recommend a few to you guys here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. We do have some other formats if anyone's interested. But the Winter Classic here, everyone's going to sign up. The chapter leader will take the number of signups, go to the thrift store, and buy three clubs for every player. Those clubs will all be put onto a table with the grips aligned and a blanket or something put over the bottom of the clubs. Every player gets to pick three random clubs, and those are the clubs they play their round with.
There you go.
And then in a twist.
Oh, a twist.
Yeah, last minute twist.
Okay.
At least for ours, you're going to get to pick a partner, and you will get to use that player's clubs as well. So you'll have six clubs, but you're going to have to weigh the pros and cons. You know, you might be picking up a player who isn't that great, but he's got a putter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And you should probably tell him that, too. You should be like, look, I wouldn't have picked you, But you got a putter.
Listen,
so.
Listen, man, just stay the fuck out of my way. Yeah. I only pitch you for that goddamn putter.
Just, always be like 20 yards behind me, dude. All right. All I want's your putter, man. So yeah, that's the twist, I think, makes that especially interesting. We've also previously done the Ladies' Night Tournament, which is, of course, where you play from the women's tees, which is a big hit. And, of course, you can dress up like a lady if you like, or wear pink, or yeah, exactly. We also have been kicking around a couple other ideas. Now, John, you actually did this tournament, which was basically a match play event between 16 players, all taking place within a single round of golf.
The PCPs,
yeah. So you can also do that.
Players Championship Playoff.
Yeah, so that's basically a little bit complicated. We probably don't want to get into exactly how that works, but just imagine the groups are shifting as you're going along. The winners move up and the losers move back, basically, type of thing. And
yeah, so it's, what was it? It was four.
Four groups of four.
It's a four-hole match, and then a six-hole match, because by the time you get to the 13th tee box, if you're doing this elimination style play, you're down to only two people left, and they play a six-hole match for the championship.
Yeah.
So if you have a course that isn't that busy and you can stand around on a tee box waiting
for shifting things around,
then it's a lot of fun, and I've got that format. You can email me if you want it.
The other idea that we still haven't done, which I still would love to see happen, is the beer stroke off. And the beer stroke off is basically everybody can bring 12 beers of their choice to the golf course. Again, you're going to have to find a golf course that's like on. Not going to what's that?
What if I bring some super light beer that is just won't do a damn thing to me.
Yeah, I mean, you can't bring... I mean, you could set some ground rules, like no Michelob Ultra, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but...
That should always be a ground rule.
That should always, exactly. At a party, at your house, no Michelob Ultra, guys, all right? But no, but basically, I mean, you could say, it can't have the word light in it or something like that. You got to bring regular beer. Or you could even require it to be a specific beer.
A certain.
Like, John, what kind of beer could they require it to be?
Like a North Coast Brewing beer.
Really. Oh, there you go.
They have many different varieties. I'm drinking the Acme California IPA right now.
That seems like a fantastic
choice. Because I have 30 of them.
All right. Well, John, my friend, you are ready for the beer stroke off because you would have 18 to spare. So basically you bring 12 beers with you, and throughout the day you are allowed to drink up to the full 12 beers if you decide to. But basically, every time you drink a beer, you subtract one stroke from your score. By the end of the round,
strategy.
Your score is your net score. So you could go one of two ways. You could either try to stay a little bit more sober than everybody else and actually golf well, or you could just drink all 12 beers and say, hey, I've drinking 12 beers before and shot like a 90. I would have shot a 78. You know what I mean? So... basically, there you go. So there's a little bit of play in that one. So I would definitely like to see this one happen at the MGA with WCs in 2013.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. All right, let's move on. Anything else about the schedule? I think that you have a basic schedule that you can send to people, right?
Yeah.
If people are concerned with how to create a proper schedule for their chapter, this is basically
exactly. In the new chapter leader control panel area on the website, I'm going to put up a couple things, and one of them will be a recommended schedule for the year.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool if people, you know, a lot of the chapters stuck to this schedule, because then the global money list would be a little more accurate, and you could really see people shift all together. And
the closer, but the closer the tournaments are to each other globally, the better it is for kind of seeing where you're at as the year progresses. Because it is true. I mean, sometimes people jump way ahead in the global money leader list, you know, and then you realize, oh, they've played seven tournaments and the other guys have all played six. You know, like their chapter was first or something. So.
And then the other, just through the experience of doing this now for 6 years, I've finally figured out how to avoid the Sundays of PGA majors, Super Bowl Sunday for my off-season events. I've put that on the map now, because 2 years in a row, I think I scheduled a tournament for Super Bowl Sunday. I had to change it, obviously. And then also major American holidays are avoided with this recommended schedule. So I will make that available to everyone on the website, and chapter leaders can do what they want with it.
But all right. Sounds
good. I think it's a pretty good schedule.
Sounds good. All right, let's move on now, and let's give some tips.
Yeah.
This, of course, this segment is called Tips from the Medios.
And now, Tips from the Medios.
Fuck. Nine.
This week on Tips for this week, like we do this every week, this quarter. Episode, yeah, this half year on Tips from the Medios, we're going to talk about teeing it up. Now, we've talked a lot about, you know, playing in the wind, how to hit a wedge, how to hit out of the sand, all that kind of stuff. People forget about little things when you're playing golf, like teeing it up properly. So, John, do you have any tips about teeing it up? Is there anything that you think about or do every single time you're teeing the ball up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So if it depends on the shot I want to play.
Okay.
If I want to hit it high, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that tee. I'm going to put the ball on the tee, push it down in, and then I'm going to tilt it back. I'm going to give it a little launch ramp off the tee.
Okay? I like
so
that.
It's leaving this way. Doesn't matter how I hit the ball. You know, I could strike down on it. I could be coming up on it. I could miss it altogether. And it's still going to go off that tee in an upward direction because it has the launch ramp.
Got it.
I took this from my skateboarding days.
Yeah. You want to get air, hit a ramp, right? So yeah, makes sense.
And then if I want to hit it low, lean that tee forwards down towards the fairway, and it's like a quarter pipe. You're pumping it off a quarter pipe. You're going to get a ton of speed, nice low trajectory, and you can't fail.
Can't fail, huh? It never fails every single time. It works every single time.
Yeah.
All right.
Or get a brush tee. I don't know. Whatever.
No, actually, I was going to be my one piece of advice.
Oh, shit.
Never get a brush tee unless you are a douchebag. I actually got brush tees specifically for the DBIs one year and ended up playing with them for a little while afterwards because I would run out of tees or whatever. Now, there's one advantage to them. There's one advantage to these things. You tee it up the same height every single time. So you do see some consistency in your shot just based on that. But the problem is that you can't create a ramp, like John was saying.
Yeah.
There's no rampage at all with these brush tees. Also, you have to explain to everybody why you're playing with brush tees. So it's not a good look, you guys. Just don't do it. Take it from me, someone who thought it would be funny, ended up using the brush tees for a little while longer than I should have, and paid the consequences. I used to have a lot more friends, you know, and nowadays it's kind of sad. I'm really lonely. So don't use brush tees. There you go. All right, let's talk about what is this stupid tips from the pros?
Stupid tips from the pros.
Oh, okay.
I was reading.
Let's hear this. I want to hear this.
I was reading Giant Douche Magazine here.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stupid tips in here, but yeah.
Give us the best one.
My favorite is the pros knows. pros know.
Okay. Pros know sounds better. I mean, pros know.
Yeah.
Doesn't even rhyme.
And the question is, what's the best way to get the first tee feeling to get to the first tree?
What's the best way to get past the first tree?
What's the best way to get to the first tee feeling strong?
Okay.
And Camilo Villegas, where the hell has he been?
Yeah,
he
what happened to Camilo?
Two events in the playoffs, and now he doesn't win anything. And I think this is why, actually. His stupid tip is, A, run it out. He says it's important to break a sweat before you play. Jogging will get all your muscles warmed up. That's his problem. He shows up exhausted.
Dude.
And that's why he hasn't won.
Unless you're breaking a sweat like Tiger Woods used to break a sweat, I don't think this is a good idea, man. I think go with the Tiger Woods method on that if you're going to do anything. Don't run. He's basically saying run. You're about to play golf for 4 hours.
That's what he said.
six if you're in the MGA. So yeah, don't run, you guys. Come on.
And then Robert Allenby said,
now, "Has that guy ever won anything? Ever?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't think so either."
He says, honestly, he says, honest. He's not lying. He's honest.
Okay.
He says, you should try and warm up every part of your body. Every part.
All right.
He says, I do 10 to 15 exercises. I don't know 10 to 15 exercises.
I don't think I do either, dude. I know. I think I know about two. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I put my arms in different positions while doing push-ups, does that count?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. Just tilt your head different ways. Look at something different. I know three, then. All right, cool.
Yeah, I know three.
Now, here's the thing. I think I would warm up one part of my body like Tiger did because, look, we all know one guy had it figured out for a long time.
He did. He had a good rhythm going.
And so whatever that guy was doing, everyone should just be doing that. What are these guys even talking about?
Do you think that's what Rory's doing right now?
Oh, hell yeah. Really? Well, actually, publicly, no, he's not. But he's doing it the Tiger way. Publicly, he's acting like a little bitch. Have you seen some of the stuff he's done with, like, this girl that he was really into?
No, I've seen it. It's pathetic.
It's really bad, you know?
It's so, really lame.
Yeah, so publicly, he's trying to deflect this. But privately, he's just tearing through them left and right. One.
You think it's
another.
A smoke screen?
Yeah, smoke screen. Exactly. This is camouflage, dude. You know what I mean? So he might have it figured out. Like, Tiger didn't figure that out. Tiger didn't realize I need to camouflage myself. I didn't need to put up a smoke screen. Tiger was just, you know, trying to play it off like it was all good and he could do this the whole time. You got to set yourself up. This is a long con here by Rory McIlroy. So. We'll see. We'll see what happens in about 10 years when he's got, you know, 10 majors or whatever, and everyone starts talking about Nicholas.
Doesn't he have 10 already?
No. I think he's only got two, right? Almost.
Seems like 10.
Almost, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's spotlight a Medio. The Medio spotlight.
All of the lights on one Medio will discuss his kind of all right accomplishments in this week's Medio spotlight.
And, of course, we have to spotlight, I mean, come on, it's obvious. This is the first time we've done a Medio cast since the World Championships. Who are we going to spotlight if it's not the world champion, Bobby G? So let's talk about him. John, break down Bobby G's game for me. What do you think about this guy's game?
All right. I played with him immediately after the World Championship.
Immediately?
Immediately.
Okay.
Well, after our 12-hour drive back to San Francisco.
Okay.
With the Australians chasing us. And then partying for 4 days straight with the Australians, which was awesome. Then I played golf with Bobby G. The Australians were there. And it was at this horrible, horrible par 3 course that they play. Him and Chad Nessie.
Oh, yeah, and Clemens. Yeah, they play it all the time, right?
Oh, it's a terrible course. Sorry, guys.
Clopton, but, I think it goes out there quite a bit.
Yeah, they know it. I mean, it's just it's cool because they can go out there and do whatever they want and apparently practice a lot because Bobby G was just lasers straight at the pin. I mean, he was riding the momentum of his world championship. He had the belt with him.
He's got to be confident right now as a player.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And It was insane. It was every shot was just dead straight. It was very consistent. He was making putts. I was still hungover. I couldn't hit a green. It was a nightmare. Well, which is probably why I didn't like the course.
You were hanging with the Australians, right? So if you weren't like that, there would be something wrong. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Actually, the Australians did the impossible. Apparently, they wore out Todd Benoit.
What?
Yeah.
Todd didn't want to hang out anymore?
No, he couldn't hang with them.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor Todd. That must have been like, that's like when Superman, you know, gets hit with the kryptonite or something. It's just so sad. He's just laying there. Oh, I can't do anything. I used to be able to fly and shoot lasers out of my eyes. Now I can't do anything. Oh, man. That's really sad.
So anyway, we played this course, and yeah, Bobby was killing it there. And then even when we played with him recently,
yeah,
it just he makes really solid contact right now.
No, he does, and you know his driver is the most consistent club I've ever seen anybody have. It's like unbelievable. That thing goes down the middle pretty far every single hole. It's insane. I don't get it.
It's like he's not even trying, and I injure my back and just think I've killed the thing.
Yeah.
And then we get up there, and he outdrove me.
Yeah. He doesn't look like he swings hard. He doesn't look like he's putting a lot into it. It's
good contact.
It's pure contact. Exactly. Yeah.
And then the putter is good as well.
Yeah.
So
now let's look at this, what happened with Bobby G too, because this is kind of an interesting story. 2011, this guy came out and was just on fire and came out of nowhere, basically. I mean, he'd been on the tour a couple of years at that point. We all knew who he was. He'd been close a few times. I mean, he had a third in the Bastards in 2011. Yep. We're all like, oh, yeah, you know, Bobby G, he can win. Sure, why not? Then he comes out and he wins twice in 2011. Yep. Looks like he's just got no problems. He's going to just be the next big thing on the MGA Tour. 2012 rolls around, and he finishes high in the World Championships too, right? He finished like third or fourth or something.
Yeah.
Then 2012.
Yeah, I think he contributed to the Chapters Cup.
That's right, yeah. So then 2012 rolls around, and everybody picks him on the fantasy team.
I endorsed him, I think.
Yeah, I think Todd has to be the only one who is on more fantasy teams than Bobby G. Yeah,
about a bust.
Bobby G, yeah. Bobby G on every fantasy team, and just an awful, awful year. Let's just look at it real quick. All right. 98 for 13th place. The very first, Rebel Beach AM. He actually comes in third.
Right.
Excuse me.
So everyone's like,
here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Then
this is it.
Shoots a 98, comes in 13th place, takes $0.06000.
Yikes.
Then 96, also 13th place, same amount of money. Then 94, 16th place, even less.
Why even show up?
It's just amazing. 92, which actually somehow was 8th place. Oh, that was the tournament I won with an 87 because it was like really windy and crazy that day.
Yeah.
Then we have an 88, so we're thinking, okay, he might be turning it around. That gets him 4th place, followed by a 94, misses the money in the Douchebag Invitational. Misses the money.
$0.
Then a 101 at the last gasp to finish his year off. 25th place, no money. Next result, 81 first place in the World Championships.
Well, no, you
Does
know
that make
what,
any sense to anybody?
You know what, all these terrible results, and by the way, he thinks we don't like him because we talk so much shit, but
I love Bobby G.
These are horrible results.
No, exactly.
And what these mean is he ended up in the low IQ this year.
That's right. He had to win his way into that world championship. Yeah.
Exactly. And he did it with a 96.
Yeah, barely squeaking in because, I mean, well, it wasn't 96. Barely, but it was still, I mean, the scores that got in were not much worse than that, that didn't get in. So.
Yep. And, 96 and then 81 the next day. So
go figure.
He found something on the right day and he's still got it going. I mean, he's been playing well recently. So it'll be an interesting 2013. I'm not going to endorse him only because I don't want to jinx him. I think I jinxed him last year.
Okay.
So for fantasy team, I'm not going to endorse him. But, you know, he is the world champ and he's playing well. So you guys can make your own decisions.
Now, another thing about Bobby G is that he's a man after a lot of our own hearts in the SFMGA and other MGA chapters. He's a beer maker, so gotta give him some serious props on that as well. Anybody
Elm
who makes
Street
their own
Brewing.
Beer. Yeah, that's right, Elm Street Brewing. I didn't know what the hell that was for the longest time. Then he explained it all, but he's serious about
like
this.
Kind of like North Coast Brewing.
Well, yeah, except North Coast Brewing, you can actually buy some of that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you should. All right, so Bobby G, what's
that? Okay, sorry. No,
you got something else? Got something else?
Nope.
All right, nothing else on Bobby G. Bobby G, that's it. That's all there is to say about Bobby G forever and ever. We'll never talk about him again. Okay, that's going to do it for the MGA MediaCast, episode 30. Good job, John. And thanks for tuning in. How many people did we end up with?
We are at 11 viewers right now.
Oh, my God.
That's our highest number yet. You think we should stop?
We're breaking records right now, dude. Breaking
records. I don't have anything else. I have a ton of secret stuff right off to this side.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to show everyone. Yeah. But I just
he's talking about his dick right now, you guys.
Right off on this side here.
All this secret stuff, man.
Let's see. No, I don't want to. Well,
when are you going to show him? Can we show him one more thing? Let's show him one more thing.
I'm going to show him one more thing.
They tuned in. They're here. They're live.
Because we have 11 people, I'm going to show them one more thing, and I'm going to set up this light to give it the full effect.
God, you really want us to see your dick, don't you? Setting up a light?
New for 2013. Ooh.
What?
Oh, look how mediocre you are with the shiny gold M. I think everyone could probably tell that up to this point, the M's were spray painted in my garage.
I think so.
Which was fun, but the fumes were, I think I had brain cancer. So now we're going to plastic, but look how shiny it is.
I cannot wait to put a bunch of those up in my house. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Hey, can you show people your jugs?
Oh, the original
two
jugs?
Two-time British Open.
All right, hold on one sec.
Yeah. I'm going to entertain them with the M for now. Look at that. Look at that M. And then for anyone who missed it earlier on, the new Gross Award, this has been unveiled now. You're going to want one of these.
All right, so... we're not going to show you guys, but there's an update. I'm the only one who's got two of these. It really helps with the chicks, you guys, by the way. But there it is. There they are. I got two sets. So these are
collector's items now.
Yeah. There you go. You can see my name on there. And right there, by the way, yeah. So that one got dirty. It got dirty and it
like
looked
Christina
really
Aguilera
weird.
Dirty?
Yeah, like, yeah, totally. So it looked really weird, so I just wrote Willie Dills, put a little heart tattoo on there. And then 2012, got this one right here. Sweet. But yeah, you can never win another one of these again, you guys, so sorry about that.
That's a teaser. It's a teaser. That's what that is.
Sorry about that, married guys who didn't want to win this anyway.
I was hoping you were on your laptop and you could flip it around and show them those hanging side by side on your wall.
Yeah, they're hanging side by side on my wall right next to my projector. So every time I'm watching a movie, I look just to the left and bang, two sets of nice titties right there. Reminding me of when I was actually good at golf for that brief period of time. Yeah. But yeah, so look forward to that. I'm excited to get a shot at winning a new version of that Bradish Open Claret Jugs, because oh my God. All right, so is there anything else?
11 viewers, man. We should sign off on top.
Yeah, let's sign off on top. That's how I like to sign off. Everybody out there, go visit mgatour.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Contact us if you have any way to help us out, get the word out, do all that. Don't talk to douchebags until you've played nine holes with them. And also, that's it. That's all I got. Anything, John? Any final words?
No, you covered it all. It's going to be an awesome season.
Yep.
Can't wait. And that's it.
Keep it mediocre, guys. Thanks for listening to MGA Mediocast, episode 30. Peace.